Almost all babies who are born very prematurely have trouble breathing. For decades, doctors have treated them with the stimulant caffeine, even though there was little scientific evidence to justify it. Now, research confirms caffeine is a safe and effective treatment. Breathing delivers oxygen to the brain, so when an infant's breathing is disrupted, it can have a critical impact on the child's development. In an earlier stage of this study, some 2,000 premature babies in 9 countries were randomly assigned to get caffeine or a placebo. At 18 months, researchers found numerous advantages for the caffeine group. Those babies had half as many cases of cerebral palsy, as well as lower rates of blindness, deafness, and delayed mental functioning. Now, researcher Barbara Schmidt of the University of Pennsylvania and her colleagues report on an additional 3.5 years of follow-up, mainly to look for possible safety issues, which might take time to develop. She says the new study confirms the effectiveness of the caffeine treatment and underscores its lack of side effects.
Not only is it safe, it is more effective than any other drugs we give to babies in the nursery when they are very preterm.
There were some changes in the results between the two groups of children at age 18 months and then at 5 years. Notably that the advantage children treated with caffeine had in mental development seems to have evaporated.
There is some residual benefit on the quality of the children's motor function if they had impaired motor function, but there is no longer any effect whatsoever on the rates of cognitive impairment.
Schmidt writes in her paper that rates of cognitive impairment at 5 years were much lower than at 18 months, what she calls a potential for remarkable catch-up in the very premature babies as they get older, whether they get caffeine therapy or not. Barbara Schmidt's research is published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA. That's today's Health Brief. This is Art Chimes reporting.